utility costs ate much of what the U of I received in tuition. Testimony is now ended for the week in the murder trial of Robert Arnett. He's charged with killing his estranged wife and burying her body in a wooded area south of her home in Sadorus last year. It took 4 months for searchers to find Naomi Arnett's body. Robert Arnett later claimed that he discovered her body after she had killed herself. Jurors have heard from Mr. Arnett's niece, who testified that he admitted the murder to her. Today, three other people claimed he told them about killing Mrs. Arnett. A Danville attorney who resigned his position with the city this week has pleaded guilty to helping clients illegally shield their income from the Internal Revenue Service. Attorney John Wolgamott pleaded guilty today in federal court in Urbana to one count of aiding the filing of a false tax return. He faces up to 3 years in prison. Wolgamott resigned as Danville's corporate counsel yesterday after more than 20 years with the city. Federal prosecutors say Wolgamott worked with two other men, Brian Wasson and Joseph Starnes, in a scheme that cost the government up to $6 million in taxes dating as far back as the late 1990s. Starnes died last year. Wasson still faces trial. Bus fare in Danville would go up by about a third in October if the Danville City Council approves a fare hike proposal announced this week by Danville Mass Transit. Under the proposal, the basic 75-cent bus fare would go up to $1, the price already charged in Champaign-Urbana. The 35-cent discount rate for children and seniors would go up to 50 cents. Other zone fares would rise proportionately. DMT's $6 Danville to Champaign bus fare would rise by a smaller fraction to $7. DMT Director Richard Brasta says that would be Danville's first increase in bus fare since 2001. He says it's needed to help pay for rising expenses, especially recent hikes in fuel prices.
I've not looked at the numbers over the 7 years, if you want to look that far back, but my guess would be that our fuel costs have gone up between 3 and 4 times during that. I know our fuel costs this year are between 50 and 100% higher than they were last year.
Rising fuel prices also helped DMT ridership go up about 10% in the past year. But with bus fare comprising about 10% of DMT's revenues, Brasda says that's not enough to offset raising their increased expenses. Brasda says the Danville City Council Public Works Committee will hold a hearing on the fare hike proposal on Tuesday, September 9th at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Danville City Council scheduled to vote on the proposal September 16th. When people in Pontiac found out that the governor wants to close their prison, they rallied, posted hundreds of signs reading Save Our Prison, and printed up blue and white T-shirts to match. So far, though, none of that has saved Pontiac's 12,000 residents from a plan that would take away their second largest employer and almost 600 jobs. Governor Oblogoyevich plans to close the prison in January to save money as the state wrestles with a budget shortfall. Corrections Department Director Roger Walker also says it will let the state fully open another newer prison in Thompson, Northwest Illinois. But the mayor of Pontiac, Scott McCoy, fears people who lose the jobs will leave, and that could lead to a glut of homes for sale. And people in Pontiac believe politics is behind the plan, something the governor's office denies. Governor Blagojevich is the home state governor of a Democratic candidate about to make history. But Blagojevich will take a backseat when Barack Obama is nominated for president next week. Blagojevich is one of the few top Illinois Democrats who won't get to speak at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. He won't attend an announcement by Obama in Springfield this weekend, in part because his spokesman says he doesn't want to create a controversy over Tony Rezko. Political scientist Kent Redfield of the U of I Springfield says Blagojevich's ties to Rezko, who also raised money for Obama, poses problems. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Today's broadcast is funded in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency.
And our weather forecast has some more rain in it, although we're seeing a little break in the rain in the Champaign-Urbana area. The latest radar has it around the Bloomington area right now, as well as some to the northeast of that or northwest of that around Peoria and up into Marshall County. A few showers also to our west, due west, maybe over eastern DeWitt County, Logan and Menard counties, a little bit of a thunderstorm spot over Morgan County and Macoupin County as well. And we'll see a chance of rain all the way through this evening and in through, most of the weekend, unfortunately, but not solid rain. We did get quite a bit, picked up quite a bit in Champaign-Urbana area today. What is causing it? Well, a large upper-level low-pressure system that's spinning over the upper Mississippi River Valley will continue to influence the weather. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms possible this evening. Then another disturbance moving in from the southwest will bring a chance of showers back to the state tomorrow morning. Warmer and more muggy conditions are also coming up through the end of the week. Ed Kieser's forecast for tonight, cloudy with occasional showers, the low of around 67, winds in the southeast at 7 to 14 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, Friday's temperature for a high 84, but more humidity and some showers and thunderstorms as well. South winds at 8 to 16 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, the low 68. And the weekend looks kind of wet. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 88. 83 with some morning showers on Sunday.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you thought the upcoming political conventions were all about the politicians, well, think again. The conventions involve a whirlwind of spending by special interests. Corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals will all be grabbing the opportunity to entertain the political class, and they'll be contending with some new regulations, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The conventions are known for a few things. There's the political show inside the arena.
The